The Rockies and Dodgers opening up a four-game series Thursday. Nolan Arenado with pregame stretching. He and the Rockies would jump on Clayton Kershaw in the first.
Kershaw to Arenado. Fly ball left field and deep. Granderson's going back. He looks up and it is gone. A three-run home run into the outer reaches of the Dodger bullpen. And just like that, 13 pitches into the game, the Dodgers are down 3-0. 2-1. Line drive, left field, drops in for a hit. In to score is Gonzalez, 6-1 Colorado. The 3-2, Utley takes call, strike three. Hoping for a walk, he took about 2-3 steps toward first base. And Lance Barrett said, no, sir. Here comes the 3-2. Swung on and missed, strike three. John Gray's third strikeout of the game, the 2-1. Fly ball, center field, heading back toward the wall. Peterson looks up, and it's gone, a home run. Carlos Gonzalez hits a home run over the wall in center, his ninth of the year. First run Paredes has given up, and the Rockies now lead it 7-1.
The Rockies take the first of a four-game set in a big way, 9-1 in L.A. The Dodgers have lost 12 of 13 and 7 in a row. Clayton Kershaw loses his third of the season, lasting just 3 2/3, giving up 6 hits, 4 runs, 3 walks, and 7 strikeouts. He had won 12 straight decisions. John Gray wins. He's now 7-4, throwing 6 innings, giving up 1 run. Afterwards, here's Dodgers manager Dave Roberts looking for answers.
He was sharp that first one, and tonight, you know, that first at bat set the tone. Charlie Blackmon competed, had a good at bat. I don't know, 7-8 pitch base hit up the middle, and then LeMahieu puts together a good at bat double right there. And you know, then with Arenado, you know, he tries to go away with a fastball, leaks to the middle, and you're down 3-0. So it happened quickly, and you know, outside of that, he kept competing. And those guys obviously got the pitch count up, and you know, Clayton, you know, did what he did and competed as to the end. And I think for me to get him up 4 times to try to build that pitch count in some way, but not go too extreme with him in this situation, it's kind of it's a tough one tonight. And you know, not a whole lot of positives. You know, the offense still has to get on track. They're grinding, you know, they care, and it's not from lack of effort, but you know, at the back end of the game, one really highlight was obviously Walker Buehler, and to see him you know, break in like that, just the presence, the command of all of his pitches, and not you know, just it just looked right, and so that was really exciting for us.
Clayton has been labeled the stopper because of the numbers to back it up. When he can't even stop this bleeding, what do you think of him?
I know that when he took the mound today, we expected to win. And even after that first inning, I felt that we'd have a chance to get to Gray. But he was pretty good tonight, and we couldn't you know, really stress him, get hits together. And there were some balls hit hard, but really didn't threaten. And the game sort of got away from us again.
Is there any health concerns with Clayton, or is this
no,
really
no, stuck? No. Just I think that, you know, after that first inning, those guys, they got the pitch count up, and uncharacteristically for Clayton, 3 walks. But that's a good offense over there. That's a good offense, and they battle Clayton.
Does Walker remind you of anybody that you've seen from the 2 innings? Well,
a little bit, and I don't know if he likes the comp, but I played with this young kid in San Francisco when he came up, in Tim Lincecum, where he's bigger than Tim, but as far as the body type, the wiry strength, athleticism, poise on the mound, and just pure stuff, very comparable for me. Demoralizing is strong. I think that's even crazy. You know, our last 2 weeks. But I think that our guys are upset right now. They're frustrated, trying to figure out how to win one game where, you know, a few weeks ago, it seemed like there's nothing we can do to lose a game. And right now, it's sort of the polar opposite. So, again, the coaches are getting after it. We're doing exactly what we've done all year long. The results just aren't there. So there's no quit. And we got to find a way to win a game, and we're going to show up tomorrow to do that.
I mean, you guys have been so confident. Yeah.
I just, you know, obviously winning breeds confidence. And when you get smacked in the mouth, and it's a blow. But I have no doubt that we will bounce back. I expect it sooner than later. But, you know, tomorrow we just got to kind of come together and try to win a game. And we've got you going tomorrow, and we're expecting to pitch well.
You talked about the circumstances that made that the right time to remove Clayton. Was it more just where he is and his progression coming back from the injury, or just the scoreboard playing into that at all?
I think it's a combo. I think if you look at the first couple innings, there was stress. And, you know, to try to get him to, you know, to what end? Is to just keep him out there. And I think that this is a second start back. And for me, to start that fourth inning with 71 pitches, I felt good that he could potentially, you know, have a quick inning and feel good about that outing. And as we got up to the 85, something like that, 86, and I felt, you know, I just didn't want to push him any further.
How much of what you're seeing from the offense, like more like what you're not seeing, is really related to Corey Seager being out?
That's a big part of it. I think that's a part of it. But I think that each guy, Corey's going to be in there tomorrow, but those other seven guys still got to put forth good at-bats and find a way to get his. So, yeah, we're better in the lineup, but once a guy is in the batter's box, Corey's in the batter's box with him. So, you know, we as an offensive unit have got to continue to grind and get better, and that's our goal.
Do you think